At least 10 people have put their names forward to fill two seats on the mining subcommittee, which meets next week. The list includes vocal supporters of mining and environmental critics. Murray Walsh was the city's planning director in the early 1990s when Echoes Bay's failed attempt at reopening the AJ mine was being debated and litigated. He says the community has learned a lot since then, but he still believes the city's mining review process is too strict.
We don't regulate logging like this. We don't regulate fishing like this. We don't regulate other forms of development this way. So there is a certain kind of, fear expressed in the original ordinance that I don't think we need to succumb to anymore.
Walsh says environmentalists will leverage the review process to slow down or kill projects they oppose.
There are people who simply don't like any kind of industrial activity in Southeast Alaska, and they'll use whatever means are available to prevent it.
One of the most vocal critics of rewriting the mining ordinance is also vying for a seat at the table.
The decision seems to have been made to go ahead and move forward, without, really answering the fundamental question of, is it necessary?
That's Southeast Alaska Conservation Council's staff scientist, Guy Archibald. He says the promise of economic development needs to be weighed against long-term environmental effects.
We need to look at it over a period of probably hundreds of years rather than just a 20 or 30-year life of mine. That's how we protect our children's children.
The mining subcommittee was created earlier this year by Juneau Mayor Ken Kelch. That was after the assembly was approached by a group of well-connected businessmen who argued the mining law is needlessly burdensome. The city commissioned an analysis from Bob Leffler, a professor of public policy at University of Alaska, Anchorage. The 54-page report found that the city's mining ordinance does, in many instances, overlap with what state and federal regulators consider. But the report noted that overlap is different from duplication. The report said the city's mining ordinance often complements the state and federal process, and in only two cases did it find examples of where the city's review could actually duplicate the work of state and federal regulators. Applications to sit on the city's mining subcommittee are due Monday. It meets the following Tuesday and will eventually forward its recommendations to the full assembly. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.